Hi everyone, welcome back. We've now talked about the four major financial statements: the balance sheet, income statement, statement of owner's equity, and the statement of cash flows. Something very important that we need to discuss in this module related to those statements is, hey, how do they work together? These statements don't exist independent of one another. They don't exist in some vacuum. They all work together and provide information to each other. And that's kind of what we want to be able to get out of this module, as well as when we walk away from this whole chapter, understand how the statements work together. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's go to the next slide. Like I just said a second ago, the key question that we need to answer, how do the four major financial statements that we've just spent time talking about interact with and work with one another? Let's go to the next slide. The answer to that, well, let's start with the income statement. This income statement allows us to calculate the net income of the company. Now remember, we use that net income in the statement of owner's equity to figure out the ending retained earnings balance. Remember that little equation that I told you, one of the ones you needed to know. Beginning retained earnings plus net income from the income statement minus dividends is the ending retained earnings. Now once you've done the statement of owner's equity, and please go to the next slide with me, once you've done the statement of owner's equity, you get the ending contributed capital and the ending retained earnings. Those numbers go to the balance sheet. Remember, retained earnings and contributed capital are both part of equity that we find on the balance sheet as the assets equal liabilities plus equity. Finally, the cash flow statement fits into this puzzle. And by the way, that's a way of thinking about accounting, is it's just one big giant jigsaw puzzle. And we're trying to put in the pieces in the right place. And where the cash flow statement fits is, hey, it describes the changes in cash. And remember, cash is an asset that we find on the balance sheet. So the cash flow statement simply shows us the changes in a very important asset on the balance sheet, cash. If you go to the next slide with me, let's take a look at this little diagram. It kind of shows what we just spent the last couple of minutes talking about. You look at the upper left part of the diagram, you see the income statement. Revenues minus expenses is net income. That net income number is then taken over to the statement of owner's equity to calculate the retained earnings. So from the statement of owner's equity, we're able to figure out our total stockholders' equity, the contributed capital, plus retained earnings. And then that total equity goes down, and you can see the arrow, down to the balance sheet. That allows us to, quote unquote, balance the balance sheet, see that assets equal liabilities plus equity. Finally, you can see there in the bottom left, the cash flow statement fits in here because it describes the changes in cash through the operating, investing, and financing activities. And cash is an asset found on the balance sheet. What do you want to walk away from this little discussion? You want to recognize that these financial statements interact with and work together. And we're going to be able to are going to need to be able to work with each of them in order to solve questions and enhance our understanding of the financial statements, which are a major element of this course. Let's go to the next slide, and I'd like to just wrap up this little module with a review of some of the key relationships on the financial statements we've talked about. The fundamental accounting equation, the number one most important relationship, is the first thing listed. The balance sheet. Assets equal liabilities plus equity. On the income statement, we'll see number two, how to calculate net income. Revenues minus expenses equals net income. The third one on this slide, and it's a very important one, one that a lot of folks tend to forget, but it pops up a lot on exams, quizzes, so you really want to be comfortable with it. The retained earnings equation. Beginning retained earnings plus net income from the income statement minus the dividends equals the ending retained earnings balance. And if you go to the next slide, you'll see the other two. Remember that the income statement is sort of divided into the top part, which deals with our primary activity, selling inventory. And that shows the sales revenue minus the cost of goods sold, referred to as gross profit, the profit earned from selling our product. We then add the other revenues and subtract the other expenses to get net income. But you want to be able to calculate gross profit. And finally, you want to recognize that your equity on the balance sheet consists of two components. Those two components, the contributed capital plus the retained earnings. Those past couple of slides kind of give you almost a cheat sheet, if you will, of the five important relationships that you need to be able to deal with in order to solve the questions or solve the problems that you're asked on quizzes, exams, homeworks, and the like.